Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
From the Berkshires to the Sound, from wherever you live in MLB America, this is Inside the Parker. You give us 22 minutes and we'll give you the scoop on Major League Baseball. Now, here's Baseball Hall of Fame voter number 70, Rob Parker.
Welcome into another edition of the Inside the Parker podcast. I'm your host, Rob Parker, on the road. That's right, on the road in New York for a great show. Steve Buchanan drops by from DraftKings. He'll talk to us about gambling on baseball, just how this thing is going to develop. Plus, we have Foul Affair, that plus much more. Let's go.
To lead off, it's getting robbed.
And keep him up.
Rob's hot take on the three biggest stories in Major League Baseball.
Number one.
It has reached panic time for the New York Metropolitans, and you know what? I can't blame them. The team is way too talented to be struggling the way they have. I mean, they got great pitching. They won 101 games last year, but they're struggling. So the Mets have called up their power-hitting prospect, Mark Vientos. And Vientos came up last year, had a brief stint, batted 167 in 16 games, had a home run when he came up to the Mets. But he's going to be in the lineup on Wednesday night when the Mets take on the Tampa Bay Rays at Citi Field. They need something to this lineup. Maybe this kid can provide a boost, some power, some home runs, because they've had a power or outage and they need something. You know, like the organization wasn't sure, they had some reservations about bringing up the kid, but they need to bring him up. I mean, he's playing well down at Syracuse, coming in to Tuesday night, slashing 333, 416, 688. You know, so why not? He's performing well. Why not give him a chance? This guy is the team's seventh-ranked prospect, according to MLB Pipeline. So Mark Vientos is going to be and make a case to be the starting and regular DH for the Metropolitans, who need a spark more than anything. So there you have it. Mark Vientos is there.
Number two.
Shame on the Toronto Blue Jays play-by-play and color man for accusing Aaron Judge of cheating. Really? Really? We know the whole incident Tuesday night. His eyes were getting big. He was looking over at the dugout. And Judge wound up hitting two home runs in that game. And they were questioning whether or not the Yankees were stealing signs or whatever it may be. This was so obvious to me. I mean, this was so obvious that the Blue Jays pitcher was tipping his pitches. He even admitted it on Wednesday that he was tipping his pitches. And if you tip your pitches and it's your teammates look out for you and tell you to lay off that slider, which is his out pitch, and when it's coming, there's nothing wrong with that. That's not cheating. That's gamesmanship. Hide your signs. Don't tip your pitches. To think that they really believe Aaron Judge needed to cheat to hit two home runs in Toronto. Hello, is this on? He hit 62 bombs, set an American League record a year ago. Stop it. You could say it looked funny, but I'm surprised. Buck Martinez, a former Major League manager, catcher, I'm surprised. Buck Martinez, the color man of the Blue Jays, didn't realize what was happening, that the pitcher was tipping his pitches. And just so that they know, if you even take that game out, I mean, Aaron Judge, since he's been back off the injured list, and the last four games, coming into Wednesday night, four-game hitting streak, 6-for-16. Get this. 5 home runs and 10 RBI. So he's got 6 hits in the four-game hitting streak. 5 have been home runs, 10 RBIs. And I hate to tell you, he's back in the AL MVP conversation. I know people wrote him off because of the injury and the slow start. He's back in it, and he's a force. And you can see the Yankees are a different team when he's in the lineup. And remember, Stanton's not even back for the Yankees. He's still hurt. So Aaron Judge doesn't need to cheat. Everybody knows it. Shame on the Blue Jays announcers.
Number 3.
Bravo to future Hall of Famer and Dodger pitcher Clayton Kershaw, who made his first outing for the Dodgers on Tuesday since the death of his mother, Marianne, on Saturday. Now, let's get it straight. The outing was brief for the 3-time Cy Young Award winner. He only pitched 4 innings against the Minnesota Twins, allowed 2 earned runs, gave up 7 hits, 1 walk, struck out 7, left the game after 90 pitches, and the Dodgers lost 5-1. No one's going to blame him for that. And I know some people would think that's strange that Kershaw would lose his mom and still want to go out and pitch. I don't think so. I had a very similar thing happen to me when my mom passed and I was working on First Take at ESPN. I knew deep down that my mom would want me to continue doing what I do. And so I didn't tell anybody. I didn't tell Skip. I didn't tell any Jay Crawford. I didn't tell anybody what had happened or the bosses. So I did the show, and after the show was over, I let them know that my mom had passed. And they were like, we couldn't tell. I was like, of course not. And Clayton Kershaw had the option to pitch. He wanted to pitch, and I respect his opinion to pitch. Everybody grieves differently. Everybody's not the same. So it's not a shocker that he would want to go out and compete, probably in honor of his mom. And Clayton Kershaw might have lost on the mound, but let me tell you something. In the eyes of a lot of people, he won on Tuesday.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
That ball is.
It was a big week in the big leagues.
Who's up?
I don't believe it! My, oh my!
Is it foul or is it fair? And now, from MLBBro.com, here's J.R. Gamble.
Tim Anderson was mouthing, quote, "I hate this place," after being booed at home for what fans perceived as not hustling. He later said he was referring to the pitch clock, but some feel that that was a cover for what he had done. JR, is it foul or fair to suggest that Tim Anderson would be better off in another city other than Chicago?
Fair.
It's a fair ball.
TA7 has something special brewing in Chicago once upon a time. He was a rising star and batting champion who brought electricity and a 5-tool package to the game with flair, and he was clutch. His team was also contending for playoffs, and in the minds of some, a World Series championship even. They brought in Tony La Russa to get them over the bump, and the 80-year-old coach just made things worse, it seems. Then the injuries and a couple of dramatic incidences with Anderson, the Jackie Robinson fiasco with Josh Donaldson, and the flipping the crowd the bird. Anderson just doesn't seem happy. He's healthy, but hitting 260, and you know he's way better than that. They've fallen to fourth place in a weak AL Central division, and the fans are looking for someone, anyone to blame. As the true star of the team, TA7 is in a no-win situation. And the change of scenery to a contender with other stars in a bigger market seems to suit this MLB bro flow a little better.
It's time for the Pocket Protector Central. The analytic numbers you need to know. Well, maybe.
Anthony Masterson is his name. BS Analytics is his game. What do you got for me, Anthony?
We're about 6 weeks into the season. The weather's starting to get warmer, which means two things. One, summer's almost here. And two, the ball is starting to fly. Already this season, we've seen 36 home runs at 450 feet or more, 10 more than at this time last year, with some impressive shots put up just this past week from superstars like Shohei Ohtani, Aaron Judge, and of course, the NL MVP frontrunner, Ronald Acuna Jr. Finally healthy, Acuna is having an incredible start to his campaign, leading the NL in runs, hits, OPS, total bases, and stolen bases, but it's the way he's been making the highlight reels that's having people take notice. Through Acuna's first six home runs this month, four have been measured at 450 feet or longer. The only other player with multiple such dingers this entire season is the Giants' Mitch Haniger. In the StatCast era, only two other players have hit more 450-foot bombs prior to June 1st, Josh Bell in 2019 and Giancarlo Stanton in 2015. The record for a full season is 10, by the way, from Stanton in 2017. On average, Acuna's home runs this season are traveling a distance of 437.3 feet, by far the highest in the league. Looking back to the rest of the StatCast era, no player has averaged more than 430 feet per home run in a 25-home run season. The highest to this point is the Rockies' Carlos Gonzalez in 2016, who, by the way, hit 18 of his 25 home runs that season at Coors Field. A second 30-30 season seems like a given for Acuna, but could 40-40 and an MVP be far behind?
When Rob was a newspaper columnist, he lived by this motto: if I'm writing, I'm ripping. Let's bring in a writer or broadcaster, old or new.
Now let's welcome in Steve Buchanan from DraftKings. This guy's a baseball guy, baseball expert, joining us here on Inside the Parker. What's up, Steve?
How we doing, man? How we doing on this beautiful, beautiful Wednesday?
Oh, yeah, we're doing just great. Let's get to it. I was surprised of the noise that was made about, you know, maybe Aaron Judge cheating or whatever with his eyes. Steve, that was obvious to me. I'm not a major leaguer. I'm not, you know, I know baseball. I've been covering it since 1986, okay? Major League Baseball. I thought that was a case of a pitcher tipping his pitches and the dugout helping Aaron Judge. I was surprised by the thought that Aaron Judge was stealing signs.
Yeah, look, and, you know, obviously, and you can attest to this, I mean, stealing signs, tipping pitches, I mean, that's been part of the game forever, for as long as we can remember. But what didn't help it to me is when you throw a slider middle to a guy who just hit 60-plus home runs last year, he's probably going to park it out of the park no matter what the sign was or what he was able to gather in that time. So there's been a lot of things coming out. It was like, was Kirk, you know, using PitchCom? Was he not using PitchCom? Was he actually throwing signs, fake signs, to throw everybody off? Like, the jury's kind of out on that right now. But at least in that instance, I felt like regardless of if he had the signs or not, that was just such a meatball that he received, that he was going to hit that ball you know, 450 feet, no matter what the sign was or what he thought was coming. So I think it's a big nothing burger, in my opinion, especially for somebody of his talent. I don't think he really needs to have that edge for somebody who just hit as many home runs as he did last year.
No doubt about it. And to me, I know Shohei Ohtani has been off to a great start of the season, but I think Aaron Judge has re-entered the MVP conversation. Shohei's the number one guy. There's no doubt about it. But you can't deny that once he's come back to the Yankees, they're a different team. Like, he matters so much. They still don't have Stanton. They yep. still don't have a couple of their starting pitchers. And they're still in the mix. They haven't fallen off a cliff. It tells you about him. Am I wrong or right?
No, I mean, you're absolutely right, because when you think about this, let's just say that deal with the Giants ended up going through in the offseason. What would this team look like right now if he wasn't part of that lineup? It's astronomical, the presence and just him being in the lineup, what that brings. I mean, you know, 11 home runs, 26 RBI, 27 runs scored before today's game. He's just been such a pivotal piece, and the Yankees have endured so many injuries already early on that, like, especially in that division, you can't afford to be on these kind of slides anymore. You know, the Yankees were in last place, and that whole division was above 500 while the Yankees were still above 500. So you can't afford to have these type of slides. So if they weren't able to retain Judge in that offseason, I shudder to think what this team even looks like right now with all the injuries to that lineup, to that rotation, to the bullpen, everything. It's been a really rough start for them. And I think Judge has been one of the main reasons why this team has been able to stay above water.
Our guest is Steve Buchanan from DraftKings. Join us here on Inside the Parker. Let's go to the American League Central and the Chicago White Sox. Man, have they fallen off a cliff.
Oh, my God.
They have a great player in Tim Anderson, obviously frustrated, but, man, what has happened there? They were on the cusp a couple of years ago, right, of making noise in the postseason.
Here's what really disappointed me with the Chicago White Sox, and this is dating back to a couple of years ago, like you're talking to. This team was such a young team that was coming up. They had a lot of prospects that were doing good. And then they brought in Tony La Russa, and I felt like that just was going to clash with everything that this team should be about. This team should have been about youth and talented, youthful players that were going to come up and make a difference. And then you bring in Tony La Russa, who's obviously very old school, and I thought that was going to go against everything that the Chicago White Sox had built up over the past few years. They get rid of Tony La Russa, and now things are like more of the same, but it's even worse. So maybe it wasn't La Russa at the end of the day. But that team is so unbelievably talented, and yet they are one of the worst teams, not only in the American League, in all of baseball at this point. They have a run differential of negative 66. They're 9 games out of the AL Central leading Twins, and the Twins are the only team in that division that is over 500. I can't pinpoint exactly what's going on with this team, but if you go through that lineup top to bottom, and I told you, do you think this is a team that's over 500? You would say yes 10 times out of 10, but somehow they just can't put it together. And obviously you saw the comments or the lip readers, what Tim Anderson said to Jose Abreu. It looked like he said, I hate this place. And Abreu kind of shook his head and goes, I hear you. And Abreu's gone. Abreu's been a White Sox for life, right? Until he went to the Astros. And he's probably so happy he got out of Dodge. And now he's with a very well-performing Astros team. But it's amazing. But the body language from those players looks like they've already thrown in the towel. And we're just past the midway point in May. It's going to be a long, long year in Chicago.
No doubt. Let's go to the Padres, who are underperforming. I still like that team. I think they have way too much talent. It's still early. We're not even at Memorial Day yet. They will bounce back. But I said this when he originally turned down the $440 million. I think Juan Soto made a huge mistake. I don't know, Steve, how you turned down $440 guaranteed. Since he's been to San Diego, he's not been the same player. Let's just be honest.
I mean, he's turning that down. I mean, I don't think I would turn down $400 at this point in my life, right? Like, exactly. But to turn down $440 million. But, I mean, look, obviously, hindsight is 2020. We can say that now and all that. I mean, obviously Juan Soto is still very, very young. He's only 24 years old. He's been in the league since 2018. You know, maybe he hasn't even hit his prime yet because being so young, but you're right. I mean, his start, you know, as a Padre this season hasn't exactly gone too well. Now to that credit, he is starting to pick it up as of late. May has been a lot better than it was in April and March. I mean, if you look at his numbers in the month of April, I mean, he was barely hitting above 200. I think he ended that month with. The power is starting to come around a little bit. I think he already has either 10 or 11 doubles in the month of May so far. And in April, he had 3 in that entire month. So he's starting to come around a little bit. And I think it's not a coincidence that his resurgence at the plate also came around the same time that Fernando Tatis Jr. came back, because that was really, at least to me, the final piece of the puzzle in that lineup that they so desperately needed. Like, yes, obviously you have Machado and you have Bogarts and you have a lot of good bats in there, but then it's like this domino effect. You have Tatis, okay, then you have Bogarts, and then you have Machado. And it's like all these guys kind of protect each other, whereas when they didn't have Tatis at the top, you know, you could kind of skirt away from that in the early innings. They're still not hitting to their full potential, but like you said, I still like this team. The NL West, I think, is still a very winnable division, even with teams like the Diamondbacks playing much better than I think many people imagine. So I still think they're going to be the team that comes out of the West, because the dangerous thing is that the scary thing is that team hasn't started to click yet, and that team hasn't seen their full potential. Because, you know, kind of going back with the White Sox, you look at that roster and, yeah, they should be absolutely mashing at this point. They have the talent to do that. And when all of these guys start hitting at the same time, it's going to be scary for opposing teams. So slow start, you're right, it's still very early, but they absolutely have the talent to start going on a tear.
Last thing from you, Steve. Just tell me, going into the season, who would have big favorites to win the World Series, you know, on the DraftKings board, and has it changed that much?
It has changed a lot, and really the team that's changed at all has been the Tampa Bay Rays. You know, I was somebody that thought the Rays were going to get off to a quick start. If you looked at their schedule before the season began, they weren't going to see a team that finished above 500 until 17 days into the season. So they should have gotten off to this hot start, and they are now the third, have the third best odds to win the World Series. The two teams that are ahead of them are the Braves and the Dodgers, who were kind of in that realm anyways, but the team that's taken the biggest dive has been the New York Yankees. They're 12-1 to win the World Series. They had the second best favorites before the season began. And obviously, you know, being in last place and fourth place, they've been kind of bounced around the American League East. Their odds have kind of nosedived. So really that's been the biggest change that we've seen thus far, but it's really been the four teams that were up at the top to begin with are still up there. And that's the Braves, the Dodgers, Astros, and then the Rays were kind of on the outskirts. So not a ton of movement thus far, but the Yankees have definitely been that team that have seen the biggest odd shift since the season began.
All right. His name is Steve Buchanan. Check him out. DraftKings. Steve, we appreciate you. Thanks for the knowledge, my man.
Hey, anytime, Rob. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Now bring in the closer.
Strike one.
Strike two.
Strike three.
He's out.
Here's why MLB is better than the NFL or NBA. And it isn't even close.
Reason number 995 why Major League Baseball is better than the NFL and the NBA is because of my ultimate vacation, which starts on Thursday. Yours truly is going to 10 straight Major League Baseball games all over the Midwest. It is an epic trip that you can't do in any other sport. Baseball plays every day. You can make flights, make it to each ballpark. This is going to be some experience. I start the trip in New York at Citi Field on Thursday, head to Cincinnati, St. Louis, Chicago, Cleveland, back to Chicago, Milwaukee, Detroit, Kansas City, and finish up in Atlanta. That's 10 straight baseball games, 9 different cities. I'm going to Chicago twice. Did I mention the Cubs? Yeah, I did the Cubs. I'm going to White Sox on Sunday and the Cubs on Tuesday. This will be epic. And along the way, I'll be able to spend time with my friends, catch up. Going to baseball games is the best quality time you can spend with friends. Nowhere else do they give you Anybody gives you 2 or 3 hours to talk, catch up. It will be marvelous. We'll have some blue moons. We'll catch up with friends around the country, and we'll watch some baseball. I mean, I know, doesn't sound like a vacation, does it? It's a vacation for me. So I'll be off from the radio for a week, but I will be loving the national pastime 10 straight days in 9 different cities. Baseball fans, that's why this game is so special.
In the words of New York TV legend, the late Bill Jorgensen, thanking you for your time this time until next time. Rob Parker, out.
He can't get it. This could be an inside to Parker.
See you next week. Same bat time, same bat station.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.